think of the way that you guys played over the weekend?
Well, we obviously weren't as sharp as we needed to be. I thought that the Cowboys put together a nice drive to start the game, you know, which is really the first time, you know, that we've had that happen. You know, they did a nice job of mixing the run and play action pass, move the ball down, got a score on that. I thought after that, we came back and, you know, I think had a four and out. And then, you know, we had the adversity situation on the 36-yard line where, you know, Julius made the sack fumble, you know, so we responded to that adversity situation, came back and had they moved and got a field goal, and then we had a three and out, and then we had a very poor 2-minute, I mean, which was a shame, you know. I mean, they, of their big plays, three of them came in that 2-minute situation, so, we knew we were playing a good team that had been very productive offense, able to run and throw the ball, the first series wasn't what we wanted, and certainly the 2-minute, you know, wasn't what we wanted. So we just weren't as sharp as we need to be against a good football team, and I think we'll learn from it and we'll grow from it. And quite frankly, we haven't had a chance to spend much time on it because we have such a quick turnaround. All of our focus has been on the Bears. Yeah.
Did that game allow you to learn anything or point out anything about your run defense that you think could help you moving forward in terms of ways that teams might try and attack you?
Well, they're a very good run team. I mean, obviously they're, you know, excellent offensive line. They've got a very good runner. And I think the fact that, them being able to mix the run and pass, I mean, that first series, they really, you know, moved the ball down the field off the play action pass. So, I think we can learn a lot from that game. And hopefully, put it to use here as we move forward. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to use some of those things that we learned, Thursday night here.
That speed sweep that they ran deep in their own end in that 2-minute drill, had you seen that from them before, particularly in that kind of situation?
Well, that's an excellent play to begin with, all right, because the ball snapped with the receiver coming in there at a high rate of speed, so... And they actually didn't block, our end on the thing and released on our two defenders outside. So, but it's on that end so fast that it's outside. And but they'd run that play the first series, of their two games prior to that. So we'd worked a lot on that play now, not necessarily in that situation, third and one. But, when a team has a player like Whitehead who has returnability and, he's on the field. You've got to always be ready for that play. So we just didn't execute it very well. It was very well executed on their part. Because we had them in the third and one, where they were backed up.
Tom, how much different is that Bears offense with Hoyer there instead of Cutler?
Well, he's been very efficient. I mean, all you got to have to do is look at his numbers. He's had four straight games of 300 yards and, not turned the ball over, high quarterback rating, very efficient, gets the ball out of his hands quick, so he doesn't take a lot of sacks. He's doing a real nice job running the offense.
Tom, where do you think or how do you feel about where you guys stand right now at cornerback, with Sam going on IR today and certainly with
Well, we're going to be a work in progress there. We're playing some young guys. Obviously it was good to get Goodson back. He's at least got a little experience there. And so Gunter and Goodson, Hawkins, not knowing the status really of Rollins and Randall. Both those guys are injured, so I don't know, where they are or, how long that'll be. But I've got confidence in our young guys. We just have to go out and perform better than we did Sunday.
Dimitri over these last, 2.5 years now. I know Joe's been really high on his potential for a while, but what kind of progress have you seen him make to this point?
Well, first of all, he's a very good athlete, he's got some toughness to him, which he exhibits on special teams. He's been one of our best special teams players. And I think that he'll benefit tremendously from, he's started some games. He's played some games for us. I remember Carolina last year. He had to go out there and play a lot down there. So, I'm glad we have him back.
Tom, I know that injuries might dictate playing time, you know, this week for the corners, but over the last couple of weeks, what has maybe held Hawkins back from getting some snaps on defense?
Well, he's just, you know, he's a young guy, and so he's like most young players. You know, I think he's going to grow with the more reps that he gets. But, you know, we, you know, Gunter and you know, Goodson went in there and played quite a bit. You know, Demarius went down fairly early in the game, you know, so, you know, we were put in that situation where Gunter and Goodson were the guys, and, you know, we'd planned on Hawkins being a backup, so. Oh, I don't know that anything went wrong. You know, I mean, he's played pretty well. You know, I mean, he had two or three plays I'm sure he'd like to have back, but I'm sure there's probably not a guy on defense that there's two or three plays that they wouldn't like to have back where they can play better. You know, just better technique, you know, better positioning. And, you know, unfortunately, even for our defense, as I mentioned, you know, we're sitting there with an excellent opportunity to go in the locker room, you know, 10-6 at halftime, all right. And the two-minute drill really got us, you know. I mean, we had three big plays in that two-minute drill, and it was too bad because after the first series, all right, we'd come back and we'd played pretty well, you know. We'd responded to adversity, got the ball back, and you know, had a three and out. And, you know, the other drive, they had to really work to go down and get a field goal. So that gave them a lot of momentum heading into the locker room at halftime.
Donovan, the game moves over. You know, Gunter's been playing on the right side, and all of a sudden he's got to go over on the left. Does that create, I don't want to say confusion, but is it more difficult for him because he's probably been playing on the right practice and in games, and all of a sudden he might be covering a different guy? Or?
Well, we feel.
You know, we feel he can do both. Obviously, for a corner, you know, they get used to one side, you know, but he's kind of our veteran guy now, so he's going to have to be able to do that. And so he's going to have to be able to go, you know, either way on it. And I think he'll handle it. You know, he's a guy that, you know, we've got a lot of confidence in Ladarius.
What have you thought of Howard, the rookie back for the Bears?
Big, physical, does a nice job. He's got good run instincts. You know, I mean, he had those 200-yard games back-to-back. So you're going to have to tackle this guy now. He plants his foot, and then he gets north and south. And he's a big man that gets his pads down. So you're going to have to get underneath him, and you're going to have to play good leverage. So he's done a nice job for him to this point.
Last two, please.
Tom, you know, you've done this forever, and I'm sure you've dealt with plenty of challenging situations. Do you remember the last time, though, that you had something like this cornerback situation where you could be without your top three guys at one position and in a short turnaround on top of that?
Well, we've had years where we've had a number of injuries. Obviously, the year we won the Super Bowl, we had a bunch of guys on injured reserve and had people step in and perform really well. You know, I don't know that they've all been, you know, at one position. So that's a challenge we have, and you know, the guys that we have there are going to have to really step their game up and play well for us. So, you know, it's always unfortunate when you get, you know, that number of injuries all right at one position. But, hey, that's the nature of our game now. And, you know, we've talked in here, you know, through training camp and that you better have guys ready to play multiple positions. And you've seen Micah Hyde, okay, move to the nickel position, and Morgan Burnett move to the dime position, and Kendrell Bryce playing the safety position. So we've got a different group than we started the season with, and that's the way it's going to be, you know, and that's the challenge. You know, how are we going to respond to it? So, you know, we've got a big challenge, we know, here in a couple days. So quick turnaround. We don't have time to certainly feel sorry for ourselves, and we've got to get up and go play quality football Thursday night. Well, when you look at the Bears' statistics, you know, you've got four straight games over 300 yards passing. I would anticipate, you know, they'll throw the ball because that's what, you know, they've been having a lot of success doing that.